Okay, let's get into Yirmiyahu Perek Lamed Ches, as we really hit rock bottom, at least for Yirmiyahu himself, where he almost dies in this Perek after being thrown into a pit. So the Perek starts off in Perek Lamed Ches, Vayishma Shvatya ben Matan, the messengers of Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, who had come to speak to Yirmiyahu, heard Gedaliah ben Pashchur, Yuchal ben Shelemyahu, Fashchor, they all came to hear. They heard what he was saying to the Am. So here it only says it in one line. Whoever stays here, whoever does not give in to Bavel, whoever rejects Babylonian authority, they will die. And if you go out to the Babylonians, you will live. You'll be able to save yourself. That's just one line. But really, the larger Nevuah is back in Perek Chaf Aleph, where this, again, the same people are said, that the Davar Shehayah Yirmiyahu Me'etz Hashem, when Tzidkiyahu sent him, we have a lengthy there. What should we say? I'm going to turn Melech Bavel onto you. I'm going to turn He goes, the whole story of the Churban is said, what's going to happen to the Am, what's going to happen to everybody, what's going to happen to Beis Yehuda unless they do tshuva. So that was the longer version. So now we have this version in short. What happens? Ko'amar Hashem, hinason, tinasena, yirazos. Back to Pasuk Gimel. Biarchel melech Bavel ulachada. Bavel is going to take over the city. Again, Yirmiyahu has been saying this for 37 prakim. Vayomar asar melech, you must know asoish hazeh. The Sarim say, this man shall die. They say, we should put Yirmiyahu to death. Why? Because he's ruining the morale of the armies. He's endangering the whole people. Hanisharim b'irazos, the people left here. He's making them weak. How can he say such things? He's out for the bad of the people, not for the good of the people. The Malbim explains that Yirmiyahu is telling them, I'm doing this for your good. And they say back to Yirmiyahu, no, exactly the opposite. They say to Tzidkiyahu that he's out for our negative. Ratzal Omar. He's weakening the Anshei HaMelchama for their good, so they give in. Right, through not fighting, they'll be saved. The Hamamru explains the Malbim. It's going to be terrible. They argue with Yirmiyahu, you're out for our Ra'ah, not for our Tova, as so many times. This is been said. And what happens here? Such a tragic pasuk. Vayomer HaMelech Tzidkiyahu, the king Tzidkiyahu, says to these people who say that Yirmiyahu should die, Hinehu b'yedchem. He is in your hands, Kein HaMelech Yuchal Eschem Davar, because I can't do anything. Right? This is what we've seen in the Gemara in the past, Maseches Sanhedrin, that Tzidkiyahu might have been righteous personally, but he couldn't control the Am. He gave in to the Am, and therefore the Am just controlled. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Kuv Gimel. In the days of Yehoyakim, Hashem was going to turn the whole world back to Tov Avoh. He looked at the door and he was appeased somewhat. Hashem was a little appeased by Tzidkiyahu. But Tzidkiyahu didn't do everything he could have done. Right? It says, but it's clear from there that he had a terrible door. Hashem wanted to bring it back to Tov Avoh, comparing it to Yehoyakim. Right? And it was terrible. But here, you see, they wanted to kill Yirmiyahu, the Navi Hashem, as we had earlier, when Zechariah was killed. What a terrible tragedy that was. So here, the king says, there's nothing I could do. Imagine what Yirmiyahu felt like when he sees that the king has given up from any hope from saving him. Right? It's similar to the Shaul and David question. David ruled over the Am. He wasn't always agreed with. But Shaul was influenced by the Am, and he acted based on the Am. And here, Tzidkiyahu gives in and says, there's nothing I could do. So what they do, Vayikhu as Yirmiyahu, Vayashlichu oso alabor. They threw him into a pit. They lowered him down with ropes. There was pitch and there was drowning material, mud. It was like quicksand. And he was drowning in the tit, drowning in the tit. How deep was this bar? Tosfos discusses this. Tosfos said, Rashi says, that a regular bar, stam bar is 10 tefachim. But Tosfos assumes that that can't be based on this story. Right? If it was 10 tefachim, he could climb out. Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Dav Mem Hei, says, he quotes Rashi, Pirush HaKodesh Bishum de stam bar asara. V'kashal Rabbeinu Tam, Adarabah. Stam bar yoser me asara. How do you know a stam bar is higher than 10? Read the Tanakh. Kidash kachan bi Yosef v'yirmiyo. Yosef and Yirmiyo, shehush lechul abar. Ukita ashkachan bibar shimile yishmal ben chananya chalalit, netanya chalalim. So the kampirsi, it has to be more than 10 tvachim, because look, they couldn't climb out. How deep was it? So this maybe relates to the sugya in the Hanukkah sugya and the sugya of Yosef. The beautiful comment of the Torah Tamima and other Achronim, where the Pasuk says that they didn't want to kill Yosef, so what they do? They threw him into the pit. Ba'betza, Yehuda says, Kinar gesachinu v'chisinu estamo lukhuv nekrenu l'shme'elim. But even before they decide to sell, the Pasuk says that v'yikachu v'yashlichu oso abora v'abarei kein bo mayim. So Gemara Darshan, as we know, no mayim, but there was nechashim v'akrabim. So they asked them first, they didn't want to kill him, they threw him into the pit. But throwing him into the pit of snakes and scorpions, that's like killing him. Right? The Mishnah says in Yevamos, if a man is in a pit of snakes and scorpions, his wife could get remarried, because you could assume vade that he died. So why here? What's the difference between killing him and throwing him into the pit? So the Arachayim HaKadosh has one answer, that animals wouldn't touch Yosef unless he was Vadai Chayim Misa, so the brothers weren't sure. So they just threw him in the pit, and they said, you know, be up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Torah Tamima says right here, and others, that maybe they didn't know what was at the bottom, because it was so deep, they didn't know there was snakes and scorpions. Sh'ret Sarach Lomar, Sh'ruven Ve'echa Lo Yadu, Sh'bebar Yesh Nechashim Akrabim, Sh'ret Chashav Al Pietza Zula Shivu Alaviv. Right, that's why Reuven says, throw him in the pit. He was going to save him. And the brothers, if they saw snakes and scorpions, and they saw that he was saved and he wasn't killed, it must be his tremendous chus. They wouldn't have sold him. Even Nebuchadnezzar, after Nebuchadnezzar saw what happened, hear her tshuva v'libo, the kashkei b'nei Yaakov. So then that's part one. Then the Torah Tamima says, v'lo yipal im lo ro ma shebetoch habor. Why did they see? So he quotes from the Mefarish, at the end of the first parak in Tamid, the hashlacha that has to be done by some of the karbanos ha'of. The Pasuk said, the Mefarish explains there, ein hashlacha, every time the word hashlacha is used, it doesn't mean less than 20 amos. It has to be at least more. And here it says, v'yashlichu oso habora. The hashlacha is always 20 amos. Why? And therefore you know, 20 amos, that's the makar. In the Gemara, that above 20 amos, eino shal adam shaletes, that's why the Ner Chanukah, and that's why Sukkah daf beis, right, lo shalta ba'eino, above 20 amos. And that's why, when the vert hashlach is always 20 amos, and that's why Reuven and the brothers didn't know, because it was hashlacha, and it was more than 20 amos deep. So now, back to our case, same verb. Vayashlichu oso alabar, it must have been more than 20 amos, and that's why they didn't even see the bottom, they just knew that it was a pit, and it was a life sentence because he wasn't going to be able to get out. One of the Bali Musars say that he was trying to bring them up from the sinking in of Avodah Zarah. They were Shakua and Avodah Zarah, and this is what they did to him as a Mida, Kenegan Mida. Don't get us out of this. We're doing what we want. So they threw him into the pit with ropes. Vayishma, Eved Melech HaKushi, Ish Saris, Eved Melech HaKushi. Who was that? Somebody named Eved Melech. That was his name. That was his nickname, at least. Eved Melech. Some say, Rashi says it was Baruch ben Neria. HaKushi. Two different deos. Is Kushi going on the Melech? Is the Kushi Eved Melech HaKushi? Or it's going on the Eved? Rashi quotes the Gemara in Moed Katan that is going on the Melech. Tzidkio. Tzidkio was known as the Kushi. Just like a Kushi, says the Gemara. Rashi quotes it. Ma Kushi Meshune Ba'oro. Just like a Kushi is unique and different in his skin. Av Tzidkio Meshune B'tzidko B'chol Doro. So Tzidkio was so different from his door. Again, he lost control. But that's going on Tzidkiyo. V'yesh medrash doresh hakushi al barach. And the Rashi quotes the other day that it is about barach. But if it's talking about the Eved Melech, interesting, there's a kala, Meseches Kala. If you look at Meseches Kala, starts off, again, Meseches Kala, then you have Kala Rabasi. So in the end of Paragimel of Kala Rabasi, the Brisa says, Shiva nechlusu b'chayem le Gan Eden. There are seven people that went into Gan Eden b'chayem. Right? So the first it quotes like the Gemara in Baba Basra at the end of the first parak, seven people, Oshotarim of Soleya, right? The people that never sinned, and Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. But here it quotes, seven people went into Gan Eden while they were still alive. So it quotes, Serach, an interesting list, Batya, Chiram the king of Tzur, Eved Melech Kushi. Quotes him. Why? To ask Yirmiyo. He brought Yirmiyo. He saved Yirmiyo's life. So he got into Gan Eden alive. Quotes Elaz, Eliezer, Eved Avraham, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We know that Gemara, Ksubas Ayin Zayin, that he jumped into Gan Eden alive after stealing the Malach HaMavis's knife. But that is the... This is Eved Melech Kushi. There's something special about him. He saved the Navi Hashem. So, Vishma Eved Melech Kushi is Saris, Vubbeis HaMelech, Kinosu, Asi Yirmiyola Bar. He hears that Yirmiyola was put into this pit. That is a life sentence. Vamelech Yoshi, Bishar Ben Yamin, and the Melech is sitting, right, all the different places in the Beis HaMikdash. Vayetze Eved Melech, mi Beis HaMelech, Vaydaver LaMelech LeMar. Even though the king said, you could do whatever you want, maybe he didn't think that they would do it. Maybe Ein Odoma, when he realizes that he's going to die. Adoni HaMelech, Hey Rei, Yuan Hashem HaElas, Kol Asher Asa, they've done terrible things. Right, he's going to die because of hunger if he doesn't die from the sinking first. There's no bread. The Mefarshim discuss what he wouldn't have died in the other bar, in the other jail. Or maybe there, it was more in public, so people would hear him screaming and throw down some food. But this wasn't in public, he was just going to die. Vayitzaveo melech ez eved melech hakushi lemar. So the king says, okay, save him. Kach biyadcha mizeh shloshim anashim. Take 30 men and go save him. Vahalises Yirmiyo anavi ben abar. Betarim yamus, before he dies, quickly get him. Why 30 men? So the Midrashim talk, the Farshim talk about that they were very, very weak from hunger and starvation. So even three people, right? The Ma'ari Cross says here, Amar Abu Seinu, Kamu Kasha Makas Harav, Shrei Gimel B'nei Adam Yichol Lalos on the Mechem and Abar, V'zeh Mitzvah, Kach B'yotcha Shlosh, V'zeh Mitzvah, Kach B'yotcha Shloshlim, El Fishatashash Kochan Machmas Harav. They needed a lot of men. They needed a lot of men because they were all starving. So quickly go get him. So Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayikach Eved Melech, Hazanashim B'yadu, he takes them, Vayovo Beis HaMelech, Al Tachas HaOtzar, Vayikach Misham. What does he get? Below he has Chavos, he takes worn out clothing. Vayim Malachim, Vayishalchim, he throws down the clothing to Yirmiyo, by Yomer, by robes, and he says to Yirmiyo, Simna, Beloe, Aschavos, Amalachim, Tachas, Asilos, Yadecha, put them under your armpits, put them under so the ropes don't hurt you as we try to pull you up. It's going to be jarring and hurtful. Vayas Yirmiyo Kane, Yirmiyo does it, Vayim Shechuas Yirmiyo, Bachavalam, they lift him up, Vayalu Osom, and Abor, they save him. Vayeshev Yirmiyo, Bachatzar, Amatara. But again, the low point of Yirmiyo, not only was he berated, not only was he beaten up, but he was left to die. Until he was saved by Baruch. Vayishlach ha-mel ha-sidkiyo, vayikachas Yirmiyo ha-navi elav, and he brings him to him, el mavo ha-shlishi yashir beveis Hashem. Vayomar elcha Yirmiyo, ando alani yoscha davar, says to Yirmiyo, I have to ask you something, atachachain mimani, davar. Vayomar Yirmiyo ha-sidkiyo, what is it, ki agilucha halo ha-meis tamisuni, v'chiyatzcha l'tishmelai, what can I tell you? You're either going to kill me, or you're not going to listen to me. The Malbim explains, if I lie to you, so then, it's not gonna be worthwhile. And if I tell you the truth, then you're not gonna take my advice. So how is this conversation gonna be at all helpful? Says the Malbim, Ima gilucha hara hameutad timiseini. If I tell you exactly what's gonna happen to evil, you're gonna kill me. Vimi yatskal dihinatzel. And if I tell you how to save yourself, you don't wanna hear it. It's a little tishma. You're not gonna listen. So what's the purpose, right? There's no mitzvah to tell you anything if you're not going to listen, right? This is the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos, Sama Chayam Abeis, Kishem, Shemitzvah, Al Ha'adam Lomar Dover HaNishma, Kach Mitzvah Al Adam Shalo Lomar Dover Shino Nishma. Yirmiyo knew this halacha. Just like in the mitzvah to give tochacha to somebody that might be heard, it's a mitzvah not to say something that will not be heard. And he knew this was not going to be heard. Right? He said he's not going to listen. Right? This is the delicate mitzvah of tochacha. Tochacha is a mitzvah, but there's an inherent basis to limit the mitzvah, right? But it's all quoted halacha lamaisa. You have to know exactly when it's for sure not going to be limited to. But this is a mitzvah daraisa, right? One of the Amoraim already says it's a very, very difficult mitzvah. But a mitzvah reish lama test, the chinuch counts. Mitzvah tochacha li Yisrael sheino noah kishura lochiach echad mi Yisrael sheino mizai kishura bein bedram shivan adam lachaveiro o bein adam lamakom hocheach tochiach asam isecha velosisa alav chet. The mafarshim point out the tochacha has to be given in a way of velosisa alav chet. It can't be insulting. It can't be in a way that, you know, you treat him like a somebody who is a lowlife. Misharshi a mitzvah, and he explains, Lefishi each possess shalom mitova bein anashim, kishyata ishla ish yachichenu bin mistarim, yisnatzalafana v'yakabal yisnatzluso. If you say it quietly, you try to get him to on the right path. Right, so that's all we need. Kol darkei Torah darkei Noam u'nesivo se'ah shalom. He says the fact that you give it quietly without insulting, that's darkei darkei Noam. And then he quotes me dini mitzvah. If he says she'im shachiyah mitzvah zuat hakah klom shachayav amochiach laharbos tochachaz alachoti ad kedei sheyekarav achoti lahakot es amochiach mikol makom im yira hamochiach she'im b'divrei tochachaz of shum toelas nimsa. If there's not a chance. Mito godo resha achote, oshu ish ilaim, virusha biyoser, umisyaremi men, ushalo yamad of yargenu, and uchayib mitzvah zu beish hazeh. Right, you're not chayib in this case, because it's a mitzvah shalol omar davash yonishba. What's the source for that? One of the sources for that is right here. Right, the case Yirmiyo says, you're gonna kill me. Right, and there's no mitzvah to help you out in this case. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out in the Emes Liyakov on Kedoshim that we have to remember tochacha is not a mitzvah bein adam lamakom. Tochacha in the context is a mitzvah bein adam lachaveiro. Regilim anu lachshov, says Rabbi Yaakov, shemitzvahs tochacha he shanu tzrichim lios shomrim shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, we're the shomrim of Hashem. Right, klomar, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotzeh shemitzvahs mekayim mos mitzvosav, lachin tzivo osanu shenashkiach al chavireinu, shiasu gam heimes mitzvahs Hashem. Right, Hashem wants us to be his guards. Right, it's bein adam lamakom, but really not. He says in Nedaik Nira, shemitzvahs tochacha ksuve itzel shara mitzvah shemitzvahs bein adam lachaveiro. And that's the yisod, because we love the person. We want to help him be close to Hashem. It's like we're giving you back your aveda. Hashavas aveda, you lost the right path. And we're trying to give it back to you. But he has to know that and feel that in the way that the tochach is given. So Yirmiyahu says, I'm not interested in talking to you. It's not going to help. Says Tzidkiyo, Pasuk Tezayin, Vayishav Amelav Tzidkiyo, Yirmiyahu Baseser, he swears to him in private, Chai Hashem, Asher Asalom Ratanevich Azos, Im Amisecha. I swear by the Chai Hashem that I'm not going to kill you. Vimetencha Be'an Hashem Ha'elam, Asher Mavakshim Esnafshecha. I'm not going to give you over. Maybe before they had you in public here, just tell me it's in private. I'm not going to do anything to you. The Rambam points out that sometimes we have in Tanakh Chay with a Tzerei. Here it says Chai Hashem. The Rambam in Shmona Prakim, in the eighth parak of Shmona Prakim, discusses Chay means it's connected to. So you can have Chay Paro. It's the life of Paro. Paro is not his life. Paro is there, and he has a life. And Paro also cannot have a life at some point. Hashem, though, is his life. Everything about Hashem is Hashem. It's not that Hashem possesses anything like we possess. And that's how the Rambam there is dealing with the problem of Hashem's foreknowledge with Bechira Chafshis. How does Hashem know if we still have free choice? Right, the same question he deals with in Hilchas Tshuva in the middle. So there he says, Vizeh, we can't understand this because Hashem's knowledge and Hashem's everything is different than our properties. Masha achar ateva shashem yisbarach eni odeya b'mada v'lo chai b'chayim ad sheyehu umada shnei dvarim ka'adam b'yediyaso. Shaha'adam bilti amada v'amada bilti adam. Knowledge isn't man and man isn't knowledge. It's two different things. They're two things. V'ilo hai Hashem yisbarach yodeya b'mada hayim ischai mizeh haribui. If Hashem knows something and he didn't have to know it, that means he was lacking something. And that can't be. So, it must be hu amada, hu ayodea, hu ayadua, hu achai, hu achayim. It's all the same. And we can understand this, says the Rambam. Elu ha'inyanim kashim. V'lo tekavel ha'avinam avana shlema mishtei shiroso shalash midvarai. It's hard to understand this, says the Rambam. But he says, this is what it's meant by when it says chai. Chai Hashem, he gives the, quotes this example. And it's in Pasuk in Malachim. He says, "Olazeh Igra Gadol Lo Hitir Aloshin Ivri Lomar Chei Hashem Svakos Kamosh Omrim Chei Paro or Chei Nafshecha." Because that would be a connected to a life. Ulefisha Chayi Hashem Heim Atzmo VaAtzmo Chayav VeEino Davar Acher Zulaso. It's not his life is something separate. Lo his kiru betziruf ach omar chai Hashem tzvakos in Malachim. Chai Hashem asher asalonas and nevesh azos. our pasuk. Hakavana brezeh shehu v'chayav davar echad. Chai instead of chay means it's a total identification. That's what the Rambam discusses at length in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, that everything about Hashem is Hashem. Says the Rambam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makir amito v'yodea oto kamo shehi. Hashem has self-recognition. V'eini yodea b'dea shehi chutz mimenu, kamo she'anu yodin. He doesn't have knowledge like we have knowledge. She'ein anu v'daitenu echad. Avala borei, hu v'daito v'chayev echad. Mikol tzara mikol pina. She'el male hayachay b'chayim, v'yodea b'deya hayushem alahos harbe. Hu v'chayev v'daito v'ena davarkein. Ela echad mikol tzara mikol pina b'chol derech hayuchad. And he said, we can't fully understand this. Dvarim elu she'amarnu, b'shnei prakam elu, kamo tipa minayam, mimash etzorach levar binyin zeh. So we can't fully understand this, but this is what I'm saying. This is what chai of Hashem means. Either way, v'yirmi yirmiyo, so Yirmiyo says, okay, I show you the truth. So he says, if you go and you give in to the Sarei Bavel, the chai zanaf shechan, you'll live, v'yirizos lot yisarif, and the city won't be burned. But if you don't go out, it's going to be destroyed. Tzidkiyo says, Yirmiyo, I can't, I need doi gets a Yehudim. I'm worried about the Am. Tzidkiyo says, don't worry about them. If you live, Yirmiyo said, don't worry. If you listen to me, if you listen to Hashem, it's all going to be okay. But if you don't, v'mo'ina talatzeis, chaf aleph, ze'adav asherani Hashem, this is what Hashem says is going to happen. If you go out, everybody's going to defend you. Don't worry. It'll be okay. And if you don't go out, you're going to burn the city because you're part of the cause of the burning of the city. Don't tell anybody about this conversation. The Sarim came in right afterwards. He doesn't say anything about the conversation. They said, what did he tell you about? He said, right. He didn't give away the conversation, and they put Yirmiyo back in the jail. And this is where we're up to. We're still trying to figure out what's going to happen with Yirmiyo, but at least he's not sinking in the mud anymore at the end of the parak. Okay, we'll stop here.